It's Thursday. Yes, it's definitely Thursday. It's Thursday the 2nd of February. Yes. Bit of a long lie this morning. Well, really just another extra hour in bed, planned. So it must be around 9 o'clock. It's fairly bright, but the skies, again, the greyness. Seem to have had a heck of a lot of this stuff recently. I must say, very calm weather. You know, but when we get the grey weather, it just hangs about because there's not really any wind to move it on. But we shouldn't complain. Or I shouldn't complain. In fact, I'm not sure I'm even complaining. I think it's just an observation of how things have went weather-wise this winter so far. I see new shoots. Let's go and see. It's below the big laurel bush and my Wisley conifer, which is getting very tall now. But I see where it is. I had a trough at the front of the house last year in the spring with spring bulbs. Can't remember if it's Muscari. But anyway, what I did was when I emptied the trough, I stuck them in this area here, out the road as it were. And the shoots are already about 4 or 5 inches tall, sheltered in here. This is going to be dodgy, holding a cup of tea, or laying a cup of tea down in soft ground. But it's just that I'd thrown a banana skin out last night and it landed on top of them. And it was, it was bending some of them over. Why are you throwing banana skins out in the garden? Well, actually, I throw banana skins out because they rot very quickly before even the overnight they've gone black usually, and you don't even see them, and they're great for the beasties of the garden. And the more beasties they are, the more food they are for the wee birdies. You could say, by using banana skins, that I've created a beastie farm. Well, what a nonsense. It's very calm, as I said this morning again. It's had a good sleep last night. I'm still having... When I'm sitting in the big chair at night, my knees, after a while, get very, very hot, actually. And I've sat with shorts on. Boxer shorts. Not boxer shorts. What do you call those? Joggies. Joggy shorts kind of thing. You know. To keep my legs aired. And I've tried variations of that. Because what happens when I go to bed, they're still kind of hot, and that triggers, can trigger the RSL. No, wait a minute, RLS. Get it right. RSL. What's RSL? Yes. The dreaded restless legs. And even last night I went to bed and there was two or three times I just kind of woke up and felt, oh no, no, please God don't. But I didn't, and I managed to get off to sleep again. But although I haven't had serious issues with it for a couple of weeks now, there's still that niggling. And again, I say it's not, I'm not sure. I don't think it's all mental, I think there is. I don't know. It's a bugger, it's a bugger. Apart from that, I'm feeling good this morning. Feeling good within myself. Feeling good physically. Done some more flooring in the attic last night, yesterday, which absolutely does not help my knees. Which, yeah, we roll back to the original topic about RLS. So, that was okay, because the weather was pretty crap, to be honest with you. As I said, the greyness and the dreariness. At least this morning it's a drier grey, much drier and fresher grey. It's a nice grey. But other than that, I'm feeling okay. Trying to keep myself active, as usual. I've got back into the habit of going walks in the afternoon now, you know, late afternoon. Usually end up coming back down through the parks when it's dark, you know, sometime after 5. Something I missed out on, you know, it's healthy habits. I know I often talk about getting out on the bike, which is always great, and I've always got a desire to get out on the bike. But I wouldn't say that came at the expense of losing my walk, but I felt about a week ago that, you know, what happened to, you know, when you used to walk through those parks every day at some time, and it was more just the exercise and the fresh air and getting out there for an hour. So I got back into the habit of it again, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm not enjoying the noise that comes from traffic now, which is getting worse and worse, but then that's the same all over, isn't it? But when I've got quiet spots, especially through the parks and that, and you hear birds song and sounds of burbling water in the burn, and even the sort of, I don't know, the mystical, you know, it was a magical time of that dusk into darkness, when there's still a glimmer, a glow in the western skies, and above me and all around is dark. That's magical. And so I've gone back into that, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. You've got to fill your days with something nice, whatever it is. Not what it is, even if it's a Barry chocolate. I found out just recently, well, I suppose most of us know the benefits of chocolate. I know one person in particular listening to this loves chocolate. She knows who she is. But I just found out, doing a wee bit of research, because of the other thing I've done is I've gone into a kind of health food with smoothies and that, so which I'll maybe talk about in a separate total audio. My God, that's just not good grammar, is it? Anyway, I found out that because I've been looking into things like magnesium, which one of my friends in audio mentioned to me about the issue with restless legs, that, you know, you should try magnesium. So I've been eating seeds and things like that that's got high magnesium, sunflower seeds and things like that. But I found out that dark chocolate has the most magnesium per weight of virtually anything. It's mega high. That's a horrible modern speak. It's amongst those things that carry magnesium, it's Everest. So I'm not going to say I'm going to start eating great big slabs of dark chocolate, but it's given me, and excuse the pun, food for thought about what if only a couple of squares a day, 2 or 3 squares a day. And my wife likes dark chocolate, so win-win all round. What do you think? Yes, dark chocolate. Yes, it's full of other goodness, but yeah. Magnesium, whee, my goodness sake. So, I found out a lot of consequences about that, actually, about vitamins and these elements that we need. There's always a consequence, you know, as it says, there's a consequence with everything. And one of those is, if you eat too much of these elements, your body will just excrete them. Yes, so in other words, if you eat far too much chocolate, especially dark chocolate, you'll get a big boost of magnesium and many, many other elements, but only what your body will take. And then the rest, yes, you know what I mean. So, I'm not going to go daft. But anyway, time to move on. Time to move on. Got lots to do for the halls on Monday morning. Early rise Monday morning. So days are running out and I've got loads of things to do. I'm busy doing nothing. Yes. I'm not busy doing nothing actually. I'm busy doing lots of things. It's all good.